I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, shout out to Carla. It is her birthday today.
Yeah, and, thank you. One time
welcome.
For the birthday, girl.
One time.
Thank you, guys.
And it's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, dating, sex, parenting, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. That's steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air. Just are going to read this one right here, right now. It could be yours. You never know.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: my mother and my ex are besties. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been divorced for almost 3 years, and I moved away after the divorce to start anew. My husband was an avid cheater, and my mother finally told me after he'd been having an affair with a woman for over 6 months. My mother is employed by my ex-husband as his accountant. He has two businesses that do very well in the small town they're in. My mother was a retired accountant when he and I met, and he fell in love with her, and he hired her. When I say they fell in love, I mean it. Whenever he and I would have a disagreement, she'd always tell me to consider his point of view. When he cheated, I think she knew it all along and only told me because my 10-year-old daughter saw him with this woman. Excuse me. My daughter kept referencing daddy's friend at work, so I asked my mother and she spilled the tea. Our relationship hasn't been the same since then, and she said it's because I divorced my husband. Her belief is that I should have kept my family together no matter what. The things my husband did for his girlfriend were the same things he did for me, so it wasn't the cheating that got to me, it was the time he spent with her and the trip he took her on. I asked my mother to reconsider working for him, and she said that whatever we had going on should not affect her money. Our own daughter doesn't talk to my ex right now because she figured out who daddy's friend was. My mother called recently and said she's trying to get the family together for Thanksgiving, and she wants me there. She said my ex will be there, will be doing the turkey, and she would cook everything else. How can my own mother be so ignorant and invite him to dinner? Should I show up and curse them both out? Well, you know, that sounds good on paper. It really does. But this is bad. I mean, this situation is bad. And yes, your mom is really wrong. I don't advise you to curse your mom out. I mean, after all, she's all the way wrong. I agree with you 100%. But she is your mom. She's not acting much like a mom, though, I will say that, because her loyalty should be to you at all times and not your ex. He's cheating. He's your ex-husband. She knew about it, didn't tell you. She was keeping these secrets all because of money. Is that why she was doing it? I think this had to hurt you, and this is some kind of betrayal on your mom's part. The best thing you could do is decline her crazy, thoughtless, inconsiderate dinner invitation. Just don't go, please. Make your own plans for you and your baby girl, your daughter, maybe some friends or whatever. But the main thing is to forget what they have going on at the mom's house and just let that go. Your mother is just, ugh. Anyway, after the holidays, I say continue to distance yourself. This is a toxic situation. Stay away from it. And let them do their thing. Let them do her. If she wants to stay over there with him, you know, the lines are crossed, the line in the sand. It's divided now. Don't let her make you feel guilty for divorcing him. That was a while ago. And you definitely did the wrong thing if he was doing all this stuff that your mother said. And he obviously was. This is just so wrong on so many levels, Steve.
My mother and my ex are besties. I don't get this, especially from a male perspective. I just don't understand how this operates and functions. But when you're talking about dysfunctional people, then it's a little bit easier. You've been divorced for 3 years. You moved away to start new. Your husband wasn't a big cheater. And your mother finally told you after having an affair with a woman for over 6 months, your mother is employed by your ex-husband as his accountant. Here's where the problem is right here. So he's got two businesses to do very well in a small town they're in. My mother was a retired accountant when he and I met, and he fell in love with her, and he hired her. Now, here's the problem with the letter. When I say they fell in love, I mean it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot in that statement, yeah, ma'am. And I don't have the time to unpack it, but I'll just rearrange some stuff in the luggage. Whenever he told me, whenever we had a disagreement, the girl's mother would always tell her to consider his point of view. Then when the dude cheated, the lady wrote the letter saying, I think she knew it all along and only told me because my 10-year-old daughter saw him with this woman. So I'm assuming that she had the daughter before she married the man, because she refers to the daughter as my 10-year-old daughter. And then the daughter kept referencing daddy's friend at work. So you asked your mother and she spilled the tea. Our relationship hasn't been the same since then. And she said it was because I divorced my husband. Her belief is I should have kept my family together no matter what. Now, I think, ma'am, this is where you got a little bit going on. Maybe your mother tried to stay out of your business, didn't have solid proof like the daughter didn't. She just saw him somewhere and your husband told her this is daddy's friend from work. That's why the daughter was referencing the woman as daddy's friend.
Hang on,
and
Steve.
And I think your mother's just trying to stay out of it, but I give you the real scoop.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my mother and my ex are besties. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my mother and my ex are besties.
This woman's been divorced for 3 years from her husband who was a big cheater on her. When she met her husband, they introduced him to her mother. Her mother fell in love with him. And the girl says, fell in love with him. Like I said earlier, I think there's something behind that, but I don't have time to unpack that because you didn't mention that in the letter. Your daughter, who obviously you had before you married this man, made a reference one day to daddy's friend at work. You inquired to your mother about who daddy's friend was. Finally, she spilled the tea. She didn't have to then, but she said, well, and I think your mother was trying to stay out of y'all's business because she didn't have solid proof that the man was cheating, but she had some inkling. So when you came to her, she told you she think the man is cheating. And then you all's relationship ain't been the same since because you thought your mother should have told you right away. Well, it ain't your mama's business, and I think that may have something to do with it. But then your mother says it's because you divorced your husband and her belief that you should have kept your family together no matter what. Now, here's what you say the problem is. You say the problem is the things your ex-husband did for his girlfriend were the same things he did for me. So it wasn't the cheating that got me. It was the time he spent with her and the trip he took her on. That's the cheating. See, sisters, right.
That's the action.
Yeah, don't talk about, no, he did the same thing for me. That's what cheating is. You seeing somebody, why are you seeing somebody else? And what do adults do when they see each other? They spend time together. How do they spend time together? They go somewhere. So what you sitting up here talking about, this the time he spent with her on the trip. What was they supposed to do? Everybody don't have an affair at lunch in the back seat of the car. He got money. He going to do something a little bit different. So don't talk about it's the same things that got you. That's what cheating is, ma'am. You just trying to find another reason to say you didn't keep the family together, but you don't have to. You don't want to stay with the dude because he cheated. That's all. Now, it gets a little sticky. You came to asked your mother to reconsider working for him, and she said that whatever we had going on should not affect her money. That's an interesting statement.
Yes, from your
mother.
But
it gets even more interesting, though. Our own daughter doesn't talk to my ex right now. Now it's our daughter, so I don't know when y'all had the baby. Skip that. Don't talk to her, my ex, right now because she figured out whose daddy friend was. My mother called recently and said she's trying to get the family together for Thanksgiving and she wants me there. Your mother is trying to repair the relationship, but she's stupid. So she said your ex will be doing the turkey and she would cook everything else.
Man.
Now here is the thing. The affair that the ex had is probably over. He probably wants the best thing he ever had back. He done went to the mother to get you back. So now the mother says she's trying to get the family together. Your ex is going to be doing the turkey, and she will cook everything else. How can my own mother be so ignorant and invite him to dinner? Because your mama ignorant.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Your mama's so wrong.
It's okay.
She's so disloyal.
Some people have mamas that's ignorant. You got one. But now here's the danger I see in this. Should I show up and curse them both out? Of course not. Why add energy to that? Why are you getting dressed to go over there to cuss both of them out? First of all, if I were you, I would try to fix the relationship with my mother. That's what I would do. That's an important relationship.
Yeah.
She did give you life. Now, do it sound like she wrong in this case? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
But now, if your husband is not trying to get back with you, which I think the case is, here is the spoiler alert. You said your husband fell in love with your mother, and I mean fell in love. Then let me make a statement about men, ladies, in case you want to know where you stand with a man. If you want to know where a man's heart is, the holidays is where he is. If you want to know where a man's heart is, the holidays is where he is.
So he's where he loves the family and he still loves her is what you're saying, because he's going to be over at the mom's house.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Now, you could take that one of two ways. I don't think you think your mama is seeing this man. But I do think your mother is attracted to his power.
Well, the money, she says.
Oh, wow. The power is money, Shirley.
Well, okay.
He done provided her with a job. She's told her you should have stayed with your family to hold your family together. Your mama old school.
That's cheap. All right.
You gonna cut
we gotta go.
And find out who really stuffed in there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.